AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The European Union has approved $54 billion in economic aid for Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky is thankful.
It is essential and decisive to demonstrate Europe's complete reliability and the effectiveness of its decisions.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it's financial aid, not security aid, from the EU.
We welcome it, but it's not a substitute for American leadership when it comes to security assistance, and that is why it's so critical for us to continue to urge Congress to pass that national security supplemental.
The bill is being held up by a Republican push for more border security money. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says he screwed up by keeping his prostate cancer diagnosis and hospitalization from the White House secret.
Austin says the diagnosis shook him.
It was a gut punch.
And as a self-described pretty private guy, his first instinct was to keep it private.
I should have informed my boss. I did not. That was a mistake.
And he's apologized to the president. Still, Austin insists he never told his staff to keep his hospitalization a secret from the White House. The mere fact that Austin laid out the details was notable. He rarely appears in the Pentagon briefing room and mostly avoids reporters when possible. But for more than a half hour, Austin answered questions and even joked a few times. A private man who has learned a lesson.
Taking this kind of job means losing some of the privacy that most of us expect.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is in Michigan, a state with a big Arab American population. There's increasing frustration over the president's support of Israel in the war with Hamas. Khalid Tirani is with a group called Abandon Biden.
Our message is genocide Joe has got to go, and in November we will remember.
Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. The last open NFL coaching job has been filled.
The Washington Commanders have an agreement with Dan Quinn to hire him as the team's new head coach, two sources tell the Associated Press. The 53-year-old Quinn has been the Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator for the past three seasons. He was the AP NFL Assistant Coach of the Year award winner in 2021. Quinn coached the Atlanta Falcons to a Super Bowl appearance and a 43-42 record in his five-plus seasons with Atlanta. He replaces Ron Rivera, who the Commanders moved on from following a 4-13 season. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
The reunion of soccer's two biggest rivals started with Lionel Messi watching Inter Miami take on El Nassr from the bench and Cristiano Ronaldo sitting high up in the stands. Ronaldo has been ruled out because of an injury. Messi surprised fans in Saudi Arabia by sitting on the sidelines as the MLS team kicked off. Messi and Ronaldo were longtime rivals when they played in Spain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.